We'll do a quick overview of Chag Shavuot. We're coming up to Shavuos Be'ezrat Hashem. First of all, we have preparations for Shavuot. Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Jewish people to prepare for the receiving of the Torah. And we have an experience similar to that leading up to Shavuot. We prepare ourselves. How does one prepare for receiving the Torah? So we see that Am Yisrael received the Torah out of unity. Vayichan Yisrael neged ahar. Am Yisrael camped opposite the mountain. They camped in unity. So one of the components of preparing for Matan Torah is unity. And we all know that there's this tendency to be accepting of everyone except. Everyone, I can accept everyone except so-and-so. I can respect everyone except so-and-so. So unity means I'm willing to work out my differences or realize that our differences are not so sharp. And today, unfortunately, we see that it's still something we contend with. People feel like if they believe one way, they have a very hard time accepting people who believe a different way. And we have to really ask ourselves, how important is it? You get questions that sometimes shock you. If so-and-so makes kiddush, am I yotze? So the answer is usually, yeah. The guy is a Torah observant Jew. But I don't agree with A, B, or C. Okay. First of all, who said you're right? Maybe he's right. And even if you're convinced you're right, so does that disqualify him from being a kosher Jew? Vayichan Yisrael, Am Yisrael camped in unison. Part of preparing for Matan Torah is unity. Part of preparing for Matan Torah is being able to say Naaseh V'Nishma. I'm willing to accept what the Torah says. We encounter things in Torah that sometimes are very, very beautiful. And then we encounter things in Torah that sometimes are even more beautiful. And then every so often we encounter things in Torah that we don't exactly jive with. And in order to accept Torah, a person has to be willing to say, Naaseh V'Nishma, this is Hashem's system and I'm prepared to accept it. That takes a certain determination. I told my kids, I think I told you guys the story about Yiras Shamayim. The alumni we had from here came to me as I was building the bookcase. You guys remember? I think I told the story recently. I almost dropped the cinder block. Yeah, much bigger than a brick. Yeah. Here's Shemayim. What does Hashem want from me? So the ability to say, Naaseh V'Nishma, I'm prepared. What Hashem wants, that's what I want. Even though I have my desires, I'm human. I have my preferences, but I'm willing to accept it. I'm willing to go with it. I want to go with it. Naaseh V'Nishma. So we prepare for Matan Torah. And in preparation for Shavuos, we should shave. We should take a haircut if we need it. We should shower, cut our nails, launder our clothes, iron our clothes. As Chazal instituted for every holiday, we're supposed to come in refreshed. We're supposed to prepare delicious food. We are supposed to rest if we're going to stay up that night. So getting a good nap. And it's a good idea to prepare the prayers of Shavuot. As with every holiday, look over the Siddur, the Machzor. We're going to have a prayer until Shmona Esrei, until Yishtabach. It's like Shabbos, right? Until Yishtabach. Do we want to look in a Siddur? Would that make it easier? Maybe we'll go over the prayers of Yom Tov.
I was just going to ask if we could go over that really long Aramaic prayer when they open up the Torah.
That's a great idea.
That's always gets me.
Gets everyone, yeah. I don't know if everyone here wants to do that. We're referencing the Siddur Kol Yaakov with the Russian translation. And this is an OU Siddur. That's what we have here in this classroom from the Art Scroll, Masora Publications. We'll begin with page 405. 404, you see, is Yishtabach. So until that point, the tefillah on Yom Tov morning is going to be pretty much the same. On the night of Yom Tov, So our tefillah until the very end, until Shmona Esrei, is basically a Shabbos davening. Just before Shmona Esrei, on the night of Yom Tov, instead of saying Yom HaShishi, Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Aretz Echot Tzvaam, so we say Vayidaber Moshe Et Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. We just say the verse about the holidays, and then the Shmona Esrei we'll get back to later, the nighttime Shmona Esrei. By day, so we approach Yishtabach, it's going to be the same, only let's turn back to page 402. Ashkenazim over here, on the holiday, they begin with Hokel B'Tatzumot Uzecha. They have a special tune. Hokel B'Tatzumot Uzecha. Hagadol mechvod shemecha hagimol anetzach v'anoram minore osecha ha-melech ha-yoshev al kise ram venisa. So you guys know the tune, good. So that's the tune leading in on Yom Tov, and then we reach Yishtabach, and then we start the blessings of Shema. Only here, being that it is a weekday, we don't say that at parts of Shabbos. This is where it gets confusing. Look at the bottom of page 408. You go straight to Me'ir La'aretz V'Ladarim Aleha. You don't read the Shabbos editions. Right? You don't say Kel Adon on 410. But you skip straight to Titbarach Tzureinu on page 412. It's the regular weekday blessing of Shema. Okay, and in many Sidurim, the weekday appears in Shabbat under a line. You have in the standard Filat Kolpeh, you have above the line the Kel Adon and all the songs of Shabbat. And at the bottom of the page, you have the weekday prayer. Because really, it's after Yishtabach, it's going to be the weekday prayer that leads into Shema. And then we hit Shmona Esrei. When we hit Shmona Esrei, then we turn back to the prayer of Yom Tov. And the way it's set up, on all Yamim Tovim, other than Yom Kippur, the Shmona Esrei is the same at night, in the morning, and at Mincha. Musaf is its own prayer, but the Ma'ariv, Shachrit, and Mincha are all the same. For every Yom Tov, for Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, on Pesach, all three are going to be the same. On Shavuot, all three are going to be the same. So we turn to page 660, and that's what you see, Shmona Esrei L'Shalosh Regalim. The Shmona Esrei, and this is printed in the back of most Sidurim, the Shmona Esrei for the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Now obviously, within the Shmona Esrei, you're going to stick in, on Pesach you're going to say, B'yom HaPesach HaZeh, on Shavuot, B'yom Chag HaMatzot, on Pesach, on Shavuot, B'yom Chag HaShavuot HaZeh, and on Sukkot, B'yom Chag HaSukkot HaZeh. So if you turn to page 664, you see where there are slight differences, right? At the bottom of page 664. Hashem, you lovingly gave us holidays for happiness, set times to rejoice, et yom, the day of, and here you'll stick in, Chag HaShavuot HaZeh, right? You see, Zman Matan Torahenu, the time of giving us the Torah. You turn to the next page, and in the Yalev Yavo, again, you say, B'yom Chag HaShavuot HaZeh. Hashem, please remember us for good on this day of Shavuot. And that's it. And the rest of Shmona Esrei is the same for all the holidays. And that's the Shmona Esrei. After we say Shmona Esrei, so we take out the Sefer Torah, and Ashkenazim have a custom that they sing a song about the greatness of Torah, which we will Be'ezrat Hashem learn the beginning of the next class, called Akdamot Milin. And then we read, and then so some have the custom that before they read from the Torah, they read Megillat Rut on Shavuot. We end Shmona Esrei, we say Kaddish, and then we read Ruth, the four chapters, the Megillah. Most places say without a bracha. Some places, if they have it on parchment, so some say with a blessing. After root, we say akdamot, and we take out the Sefer Torah, we say akdamot, and then we read about the Ten Commandments. The custom is to read it what's called Tam Elyon, where we break each of the commandments into its own verse, even though that means you'll have a verse with two words. Lo tirzach, don't murder, two words, right? Lo tinaf. So that's called Tam Elyon. There are two types of tunes for the Ten Commandments. On Shavuos, where we're commemorating the fact that we were given Ten Commandments on this day, so our custom is to read it with a tune that breaks it up into Ten Commandments, that breaks up the verses that way. After we read the Torah, we read Haftarah. In Chutz La'aretz, on the second day of Yom Tov, this is just an interesting thing you should know, you know, like in an archaeological dig, you hear about things that happened once upon a time. So here we're going to discuss an interesting phenomenon that happened once upon a time when there were Jews in Chutz La'aretz. So today there are still Jews that are doing that, but we're hearing about this thing that I remember from once upon a time. I haven't seen this. There's an Ashkenazi custom that within the Haftarah of the second day of Shavuos, there's a song called Yetziv Pitgam, and it has a very, very special tune. And then starts all over again. Just like in the reading of the first day, there's a special tune of Akdamos Milin. So in the Haftarah of the second day, there's also a special tune. I don't think Sfardim do this. I think it's an Ashkenazi custom.
It's usually the same tune, everything's the same.
So this is an Ashkenazi custom, a very beautiful song. It's I think, probably the only thing I miss about Chutz La'aretz. Here in Israel, we never have that. Coming back to our prayer. So we put back Sifrei Torah. We have Yizkor. It's only the Yom Tov. So we commemorate the people who passed. And then we daven Musaf. And with that, we go home. Usually we'll eat something and go to sleep if we've been up all night. So you get a few hours sleep before you have the real meal. And then you have mincha, and you should try to get in whatever learning you can on Shavuos day, aside from the sleep you have to catch up on so you could function. But that's in a nutshell our prayer preparation and our Shavuos. We have questions?
I from what I understood, there's an idea not to stand during the Ten Commandments.
There's an idea that we want to show the whole Torah is important. So when you stand for only one thing, sometimes gives the impression as though that's more important than other things.
Right.
Everything's important.
So that's on one side, but I'm saying the top that's here, like, people stand.
Okay. So if you want, if you're in a place where everyone stands, you should also stand. What you can do is be standing before they reach that, and then you've been standing. You didn't stand special for that. Read before the Ten Commandments? I have no idea. It's a very good question. I don't know. This is not such an old custom. It's only about 1,000 years old. So it's a little hard. We don't have ancient texts on this. I'm saying...
of reading root on
a... Yeah, it's not... I'm saying it's... by Jewish standards, this is a pretty new custom. I'm saying it's only like 700 years old, 1,000 years old. Some want to say it's a little older. It's hard to know. I don't remember seeing that addressed. It's a good question.
The Book of
Please
our
remind Heritage. Me. I'll start looking. Yeah.
The Book of our Heritage talks about that Torah is like, how would you say it? Nikneli Dei Sarim. And so root, I'm saying it's a pretty hard story for them to go back to.
Yeah, but you see, when we read Megillas Esther, which we make a blessing on, you read the Torah first, put away the Torah, and then read Esther. And the same is true for Eicha. Those are the more ancient customs. Eicha and Esther. Esther goes back to the days of the Mishnah.
Esther was partially written by Esther.
Okay, so the reading of Esther goes back to the time of the temple. And Eicha also goes back a very long time, probably to the time approximately of the destruction of the second temple. And you see, we do it after the reading, after the Torah reading. So his question, why we read Ruth first, which is true not only of Ruth, the question is on Ashkenazim. You guys don't have that problem. You guys don't read Ruth, right? Yemenites don't read Ruth. I don't think Yemenites or Sephardim read Ruth or Shir Shirim or Koheles.
Every Friday.
Yeah, I was there, but it's not by Pesach Day. I don't know. If you remind me, I'd like to look. It's a good question. I don't know.